Okay, moving right along. Mitzvah Yud Gimel, 13th mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalom Na'achil Min HaPesach Yisrael Mishumad. Not only a question of how we go about eating the Karban Pesach ourselves, but also who do we allow to eat from the Karban Pesach? Who do we and who don't we feed, I suppose, the Karban Pesach to? We do not give the Karban Pesach to a Mishumad, to somebody who is, let's say, a non-believer, somebody who really leaves the fold. So the definition is as follows, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shalom Na'achil Min HaPesach Yisrael Mishumad. By the way, it should be noted that there is a possible variant girsa, maybe something that was corrected at some point out of fear of this not looking right to perhaps people from beyond taking a look at our texts. Sometimes things were censored from within, sometimes things were censored from beyond, from without. But at any rate, one variant text here is mumar la'akum, that we don't refer to somebody as a mishubud, but rather mumar la'akum. Whichever one may be worse. There, usually this gets into question of Christian members of whatever host Christian country taking a look at our own texts and finding this offensive. So sometimes we find them interchangeable. We speak about the non-Jewish world as being effectively Ovdei Avodas Kol Chavim or Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Sometimes we use something of a softer lashon. There may also be halachic distinctions. But at any rate, so somebody who's a non-believer, somebody who's a Jew, but is not a practicing Jew, and has gotten into some other religion, whether Avodah Zarah, or perhaps even something else. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Kol ben nechar lo yochal bo. That any ben nechar, anybody who's a foreigner, which sounds like an actual non-Jew, but the explanation given by Chazal is, Ubah ha-perish alav, ben Yisrael shen nisnachru ma'asav la'aviv shabashamayim. That his actions, his behavior, his deeds have become foreign. Meaning he's not abiding by the way that a Jew ordinarily acts. His belief system has been tainted and has been warped. So it's no longer the way that Jews act, no longer the way that Jews believe. Bechem tergum unkelus, and that's how unkelus translates it as well. So what would be the reason why? Why do we need to make sure, why is it our obligation to make sure that there are certain people who don't eat from the Karban Pesach? So the Sefer HaChinuch says very simply, and really a very foundational sort of idea when it comes to the Karban Pesach. Mishar shei mitzvazu, mashakasa b'shchitasa, as we wrote with respect to the Shchita, that was kor nisei mitzrayim. Remember that the purpose of the Karban Pesach, among all the other mitzvos of Pesach, is to remember all the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for us. But as we know, we make a lot of hoopla around the, there's a lot of hoopla that surrounds the Seder night, and we make a very big deal out of the Seder night. It's a very, very important night. Becomes an important night for continuing the Masorah. It becomes an important night for instructing our children. Becomes an important night for effectively bringing the next generation within the fold and teaching them about some of the basics of Emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, he runs the show, teaching them all of these matters. When what we are commemorating is that happened for the very first time on the Seder night. So Va'al Kain, therefore, Ro'i Shalo Yochal Bo Meshumad. It's inappropriate, or it's appropriate to make sure that we refrain from giving the Karban Pesach to a Meshumad, to somebody who's veered from Judaism. Achar Sha'anu Osin Oso La'os Ulzikaron. After all, why are we doing this? We're performing this, we're eating this as a sign, and as a commemoration, as a remembrance. Shebanu Ba'oso Azman, that at that time we ourselves came L'chasos Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. That's when we all converted effectively nationally to Judaism. That's when we became an Am. It's when we became a nation. It's when we transitioned from just being a family, from just being individuals, to actually being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation. There on that night, that was the first act of nationhood, that we were all eating the Karban Pesach all in our respective homes. So because that's the case, V'nechinasnu B'vris HaTorah V'ha'emunah, we entered into the bris of Torah. We didn't actually receive the Torah yet, but we enter into the bris of Torah. We enter into the bris of Emunah, of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one of the references that we make at a bris milah when we say misposesis bidamayach. Bidamayach, plural. It's the blood of the bris milah and also the blood of the Karban Pesach. Bidamayach hayu. We even say it at the Seder night. This is really, really fundamental to who we are and what we believe as a nation. And therefore, ein roi shenachil mimenu l'misha hu hefech mizeh sheyatzim min haklal v'kafar be'emunah. That's not to say that we've lost all interest in bringing people back into the fold and being makari people back to the fold, but the idea that there are certain limits, that if a person has himself excluded himself, right, kafar be'ikar, and has removed himself from the klal, so there are certain parameters and there are certain realities that need to be abided by. The Karban Pesach is about our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about our commemoration of the night when we first founded the nation, when we became HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, and somebody who doesn't have the basic fundamental belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind it, and that we owe it to Hashem, and that we serve Hashem, so that means that you don't get to, it's not just a lamb, and it's not just a barbecue, and it's not just a dinner. So sometimes we say in the Gemara that just it's a svarahu, and therefore what that means is klomer ve'in sarach raya acheres. You don't need any further proof. The Sifra Chinuch, this is so basic, this is so obvious, that something like the Karban Pesach cannot be eaten by somebody who does not adopt some of the basic tenets of what it means to believe in Judaism. I point this out also, more on this Mirtz Hashem tonight at 8:30. We'll discuss some of the basic themes of the Seder and trying to make a point of how to weave some of these themes through, to have like a flowing conversation, a flowing dialogue throughout the Seder. I encourage everybody to attend via Zoom. But it's really important. It's really important that on the Seder night, we not just get lost in Vartlach. I mean, I just get lost in, oh, you know, there's this parish here, and on this word means this, and he has this idea and that idea, and it's all good, and it's all Torah, it's all wonderful, but it becomes so fragmented. Right? One of the basic ideas that we should be conveying at our Seder tables, whether to our children or adults or whomever may be sitting around, some of these basic ideas like Emunah. Emunah b'tachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an active force. He's an active force in all of history. He's an active force in our lives. Sometimes these things get lost when we just look at the individual paragraphs and the individual mitzvahs as being so bifurcated and fragmented from one another. We should consider what the Seder night globally largely is about, and then try to work and run through some of those themes all throughout our conversation, all throughout our dialogue over the course of the Seder night. Allah, what the Sefer HaChinuch discusses in this mitzvah.